702. Weekend Breakfast with Rifilwe Mbaganyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
7:35 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And of course, after the 7:30 sports update, as per usual, we get a peek into the culinary world with Annette Rapido, our food anthropologist, author, chef, and food writer. And my goodness, if ever anybody was adept at finding little treats in and around Johannesburg, in and around Gauteng, it's definitely Annette Rapido. Today, we're talking the Fat Bear Awards. Just what are those and how does it pertain to our situation in SA? Good morning, Anna.
Hello, hello.
Tell us about the Fat Bear Awards. What is it?
Okay, so the Fat Bear Awards, it's an annual competition and it is now closed, so we can't vote. But it runs every year from September the 29th to October the 5th, mm-hmm. which was Tuesday. And what happens is that the Alaskan, it's the Katmai National Park, and you go online, you go to explore.org/fatbearweek.
Mm.
And you look at all the bears and you click on the bear that you want to vote for. That the bears are getting fat because it's almost hibernation time. So
okay.
In that period, you know, Alaska has a very short summer and autumn and then this very, very cold long winter.
Someone at Alaska's Katmai National Park is going out into the wild, clickety clacking, and taking pictures of these bears as they get chubby in preparation for hibernation.
Exactly.
And we just hop online and vote for the fattest bear for sport.
And you can see what they're doing. These bears is that they are gorging on salmon. And if you go to the, they've got a whole lot of webcams essentially,
yeah.
So you can follow your bear or the bear that you think you might want to vote for. And they are standing in the middle of a river. These bears. I mean, it looks like the parking lot at Sandton City on a Saturday morning. There's so many bears, and they are just like flipping. Like whole salmon out of the water and eating them and getting super fat. So they start the season quite skinny. And in fact, the bear who won started extremely skinny and they gradually put on weight. And that allows them to have a healthy hibernation through the winter and emerge, you know, still alive, frankly, when spring comes.
Sure. We started off the show talking National Nutrition Week and the need for proper balanced nutrition in South Africa. Oh, to be an Alaskan bear able to gorge and get fat on salmon. Mm. Okay.
Yes, and if you want to see all the before and after pictures, The Guardian this week, if you go to The Guardian website and just put in Fat Bear Week, you will see before and after pictures of all the contenders, and you'll be able to see that the master of salmon is a bear called Otis. And, you know, the funny thing is actually, if the bears don't know that the competition is over, because, you know, obviously the end of summer is still going on. So they're still, if you go onto the webcams, they're still furiously flipping fish and munching away. But technically the competition is now over and Otis won.
Well, congratulations to Otis. I understand you had your own fat bear blowout this week. quickly describe it to us, because the mental image in my head is killing me, and it's not necessarily a good one. So set me straight, please.
No, it's fabulous. I was inspired by Otis. So I went to La Marina and I got myself some salmon and some potato gnocchi. And I made pan-seared salmon with potato gnocchi and sage butter. And after which, had I been allowed to enter, I would definitely have beaten Otis. But salmon at La Marina, you know, it is all ethically farmed. So it's part of the GAPS initiative, which is the Global Aquaculture Practice and Sustainability Initiative.
Yeah.
So the salmons have had happy lives. They're not all cramped and, you know, kind of giving each other diseases. So it's very delicious. It is 423 Rand per kilogram, And, you know, frankly, one portion is about, you know, even if you're a fat bear, it's about 150 grams. So, you know, that's very reasonable. And if you add potato gnocchi, which is just like having kind of comforting potato pillows in your belly, I think a fat bear blowout is on the horizon.
Yeah. And speaking of La Marina, which you mentioned quite a bit and sourced amazing ingredients and food from over this past 18 months, this COVID-19 period, it would be fascinating to just have a sit down and chat to the owners of that establishment and just find out how they weathered the storm. Obviously, having a vast array of products on offer and I guess a diversified supply chain really helps, but it's pretty admirable that they're still standing and seem to have just, you know, pushed through this
period. Anyone in the food industry who is still standing is a superhero. Yeah. You know, that they're extraordinary sort of resources in so many ways to still be standing.
Absolutely. All right. But you're telling us that, or you're saying that there's something for us aspirant fat bears to book for and to look forward to, something that's coming up next weekend. Am I right?
Yes. So if you are wanting to start your own fat bear journey, on Saturday the 16th of October, so that is next weekend, there is a pop-up lingering lunch party in Highlands North. So it's between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. and it's from Taylor Fung, who people will know from Dear Friends, and Nick Scott, that people might know from Glory Joburg. And
I love Glory. Sort of, they make the most amazing food.
Okay, so then this is definitely for you, that they are having, as I say, this pop-up lingering lunch party in Highlands North. It's a table d'hote menu, so it's a set menu with choices, essentially. So for 500 Rand, you get three courses of just super delicious, that there are ceviche tacos. So I thought, you know, bears might like that, but that is essentially kind of marinated raw fish, you know, that you've cooked in lemon juice rather than... So a bear could do that. That there's Korean fried chicken with that, you know, that thin, crackly, almost transparent, sweet, spicy crust. But, I mean, it's just the ultimate in fried chicken. And I don't think bears know fried chicken, but I think they'd like it if they got a chance.
And or if you got the to them pudding. First, yeah?
Yes, the puddings. One of them is an apple tart tatin with honey miso ice cream. And bears definitely like honey. So I think that will definitely, whether or not you're a fat bear, that will do it for you. That there are DJs, so Bushle Mbongwa, Catlejo Panama, a whole lot of different DJs that so you can sort of lounge around with your Korean fried chicken and your DJs, and there are native gin cocktails. Now, you have to book that because of COVID restrictions, the tickets are extremely limited and they will run out, which is why I'm telling you this week that you can go to Quicket or you can email them on hi@dearfriends.co.za. There will be no tickets on the day. So if you want to go to this delicious thing next weekend, you need to book during the week. But if you go to their Instagram account, they are @dearfriends.za. You can see all the details of the menu and pictures of past events they've done, etc. But it will be delicious and relaxing, and I think that we could all do with delicious and relaxing right now.
Listen, I've got no doubt that all the cool kids in Joburg will definitely hop onto this if they haven't already and snap up those tickets. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Don't wait. Do it as soon as possible. But when it comes to, I just want to circle back to the two chefs, Taylor Fung and Nick Scott, that particular approach and take on food and ingredients that we aren't necessarily used to finding, or at least the way they do them here in, you know, all over the place in Johannesburg and Gauteng. Just describe that for us. I mean, you've touched on the fact that, you know, there'll be some KFC, Korean fried chicken. There'll be those, you know, those ceviche tacos and honey miso ice cream. Clearly, they play around, innovate with flavors a lot. So when it comes to that two sort of approaches to food, just describe what, you know, people can look forward to and why even beyond this event, they should definitely just look them up and keep them on their food radar.
Yeah, I think what they both have is, you know, that they are clever and witty, that fusion is so often just tiresome, you know, that it shouldn't be about just throwing flavors together that don't work, but that there should be space for people to be creative and say, you know, why is it that I can't put Korean flavors with Mexican flavors? That why can't an apple tart tatin go with miso flavors? And that's about really understanding the kind of building blocks of taste. Mm-hmm. And that's a real skill because, you know, anybody can kind of throw things together and be shocking. But
sure.
To be shocking and delicious is really a great skill. And I think that they both have that. That they both have, you know, ability to take from, to say, you know, this is my heritage and I'm also a world citizen. So, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, Taylor has, you know, a whole Chinese ancestry to work with, but she also says, you know, I grew up in Port Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I am a kind of creative world citizen, that my set of influences are many and varied, and to put those together in a way that consistently is both just stylish and witty and delicious is, I think, fantastic.
Yeah.
But she is also the person who does those food type tea t-shirts, so those baby t-shirts that say Amasi on them and
yes, yes,
all of that. So she is a multi-talented woman.
Yeah, and all of that grounded very much in the urban Johannesburg landscape, and just
exactly.
they work in this beautiful sort of ecosystem of other young creatives that are self-starters, that, you know, take the initiative and do really cool things and work with each other, of course. It's all about that ecosystem. It's really, really awesome
to
watch in action.
I know, but they're also quite generous. You don't sort of feel like, oh, God, I'm too old and not cool enough to be here.
Absolutely.
You know, that it's a very sort of warm, embracing space where, like, yeah, you don't have to arrive as a hipster to feel comfortable. You know, that they are so cool, but they are also so generous.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a formidable experience. If you ever have the time or the opportunity, you should definitely do it. Anna, thank you so much for bringing us that gem. Look forward to seeing what you dig up or find for us next weekend. Actually, a quick one. Have you put up your recipe for your pan-seared salmon and potato gnocchi on your Instagram page?
You know, I haven't, but I will be on it this morning.
All right.
Start typing on that tiny, tiny keyboard.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Anna. You can find her on Instagram on Trapedo Territory. Now that we've given her homework, you can find that pan-seared salmon and potato gnocchi and sage butter sauce recipe on her Instagram handle.